愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天下午跟大家来查考蒙恩与感恩。
And this afternoon, I'd like to share with everyone the topic grace and gratitude.
我们信仰生活的力量从哪里来？
How does the strength of our faith come from?
其中有一个来源就是我们懂得感恩。
One source of the strength is in us knowing how to give thanks.
那这个感恩不是被勉强的。
So this gratitude is not forced.
是我们自己去体验神的恩典，从心里面去感受神的爱，因此想要回报神的爱。
This comes from us experiencing God's love, and from the deep of our, the depth of our hearts, we want to thank God for His love.
那这样的生活是自动自发的。
And this type of life is self-motivated.
那这样的生活也是有力量的。
And this type of life is full of strength and power.
我想从圣经三个例子来看，怎么来数算神的恩典，怎么来感谢神的恩典。
So from the Bible, we'll look at three examples of how we can count our blessings and thankful to God.
请看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter
8. 从第一节到第三节，请读。
Luke chapter 8, verse 1.Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him. 2. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come 7 demons. 3. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance.
这里提到有几个妇人。
And here, several women were mentioned.
那特别提到的是抹大拉的玛利亚。
Among the Mary of Magdalene.
这个抹大拉是她住的地方。
The Magdalene is where she is from.
圣经里面至少有六个玛利亚。
In the Bible, there are at least six Marys.
那其中有一个是住在抹大拉。
And among these six, one of them lives in Magdalene.
那这个抹大拉的玛利亚得到什么恩典？
And what grace did Mary of Magdalene receive?
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
他说，曾有七个鬼从他身上赶出来。
Verse 2 says, out of whom had come 7 demons.
我们知道，鬼比人有力量。
We know that demons are more powerful than human beings.
如果鬼进住在里面，人是赶不出来的。
If demons live within a human being, humans cannot chase them out.
那一个人被一只鬼住在里面，这个人的生活就不正常。
If a person is possessed by a demon, they cannot have a normal life.
因为鬼会控制他的思想，控制他言语，控制他的意念。
This demon can control their thoughts, control their words, and control their actions.
有时候你要睡觉，鬼就唱歌。
Sometimes you try to sleep, but this demon will try, begin to sing.
有时候你要向左转，鬼就叫你向右转。
Sometimes you want to turn left, but the demon will tell you to turn right.
所以被鬼附着的人生活就不正常。
So for a demon-possessed person, they cannot have a normal life.
而且这个不是病，所以没有药医。
And this is not a normal disease, and it cannot be cured by medicine.
如果是病，可以看医生。
If it's a disease, then you can go to a medical doctor.
如果是病，大部分的病都有药。
If it's a disease, most of the diseases are treatable by medicine.
但是魔鬼附着不是病。
But to be demon possessed is not a disease.
就没有药医啊。
So there's no medicine to treat this.
这样的生活是很难过的。
This is a very suffering life.
那抹大拉的玛利亚身上不只是一个鬼，有七个鬼。
And Mary Magdalene not only have a demon, but 7 demons.
那这个鬼啊，有很多不同的形态的。
These demons have many different forms.
有的是懒鬼，有的是恶鬼，很多不同的形态。
There are demons of sloth, there are demons of greed.
那有的鬼是专门在指控人的。
And so there are demons that accuses people.
所以这个七个鬼啊，如果七个不同的特性显现啊，这个人啊，真的是很痛苦的。
If these 7 demons have different forms, then all have different forms, different manifestations, then truly her life was full of suffering.
我们常常有体验哦，一个家庭如果有一个人不正常，全家就不正常。
We often see that if a family has just one person who is not having a normal life, the whole family cannot live a normal life.
所以可以看到某大的玛利亚，她的全家是过着不正常的生活。
So we can see that the family of Mary Magdalene was living a very abnormal life.
那当一个人遇到这样的绝境，
So when someone encountered this type of a hopeless situation,
哪里是出路呢？
Where can they find an exit?
所以在第八章的第一节啊，说主耶稣周游各城各乡传福音。
Chapter 8 verse 1 says that Jesus went through every city and every village to preach the gospel.
这个神的国的福音不只是在乎言语，乃在也在乎权柄。
So the gospel of the kingdom of God is not just in words, but also in power.
如果是言语，就是听一听哦，很好听，就这样而已。
If it's just in words, then you listen to it and it sounds good, and that's it.
但是神的国有权柄。
But the kingdom of God has power.
有权柄就是能够把神在福音里面所应许的福分实现出来。
This power is to realize the promise of God in His blessings and grace.
因此这个神的国是大有力量的。
So this kingdom of God is full of power.
那主耶稣把福音带到那一个乡村去。
So Jesus brought the gospel to this village.
那就是那个乡村的盼望。
He becomes the hope of this village.
因为神的国近了。
Because the kingdom of God is near.
神的权柄、神的恩典临到了。
The power and the grace of God has come upon them.
所以今天我们需要传福音。
So today we need to preach the word of God.
因为在世界上，很多人被各种不同的痛苦所缠累。
Because in this world, a lot of people are bothered by a lot of different types of problems.
很多人现在的问题不是物质的问题。
Oftentimes, the problems are not material problems.
只要认真做工啊，生活一般都是没有问题的。
For most people, if they work hard, they should not have too much problems living their lives.
所以现在在这个世界上需要人物质帮忙的，其实不是很多。
So in this world, not that many people need material help.
现在的问题是灵性的问题。
But now a lot of people need help in their spirits.
人的生活，人的生活有很多困难。
That they have many difficulties in their lives.
那这个困难不是钱能解决的。
And these problems cannot be solved with money.
那这个困难也不是知识能够解决的。
These are not the problems that can be solved with knowledge.
因为知识是有限的。
Because knowledge is limited.
弯曲的不能够变直。
You cannot change something that's crooked back into being straight.
不是多读几本书，个性就会变好。
You cannot change your personality just by reading books.
人的本性不是知识能改变的。
Our nature is not something that can be changed with knowledge.
圣经说，缺少的不能足数。
The Bible says that what is lacking cannot become complete.
人活着不喜乐，这不是说书读多读几本就会很喜乐。
People who live a life without joy, they cannot find joy just by reading more books.
人没有平安，不是说缺乏知识。
People who lack peace, this is not because they lack knowledge.
所以现在的问题很多。
So, people today have a lot of problems.
是有一条出路。
But there's only one way out.
要来接受神国的福音。
That is to receive the blessings of the kingdom of God.
因此主耶稣把这个福音带到那个乡村。
So Lord Jesus brought his gospel to this village.
那这个七个鬼就被赶出去了。
And these seven demons were cast out.
所以摩大拉他一回想还没有认识耶稣以前的生活，跟认识耶稣以后的生活差太多了。
So Mary Magdalene realized how different her life was before and after she came to know Christ.
那这个差别就是神的恩典。
And this difference in her life is the grace of God.
所以今天我们怎么去认识神的恩典呢？
So today, how do we know the grace of God?
就是我信主以前跟我信主现在的生活有什么差别？
We can look at how our lives are different. The difference between our life before we believe in God and after.
这个差别就是神的恩典。
And this difference is the graces and blessings of God.
所以摩大拉的玛利亚有一个新的人生的开始。
So Mary and Magdalene had a new life.
因为鬼出去了。
Because the demons were cast out.
生活正常了。
She can have a normal life.
平安喜乐临到。
And she can have peace and joy.
而且还有盼望。
And she had hope.
那我们就看到摩大拉的玛利亚对主耶稣的关系不是到这里就结束了。
But Mary Magdalene's care for Lord Jesus Christ did not just end here.
好像看医生已经看完变好了，拜拜。
Not that you go to a doctor and after you're cured, you just go away.
那下一次魔鬼回来再来找主耶稣。
The next time, if I, she's possessed by demon again, then she will seek out Jesus.
不是这样。
This is not the case.
这个抹大玛利亚懂得感恩。
So Mary Magdalene knew to be grateful.
那我们现在看她的生活有什么不同。
So we can see how her life have been different.
第三节。
Verse 3.
最后一句。
Last part of verse 3.
这里说，都用自己的财物供给耶稣跟门徒。
And they provided for Jesus and his disciples from their substance.
这个抹大拉玛利亚跟其他的妇人不但跟着主耶稣到处传道理，而且用自己的财物供给耶稣的门徒。
So Mary and Magdalene and the other women, they not only followed Lord Jesus, but they also provided for them from their own substance.
这个就是感恩。
This is to show gratitude.
我们知道主耶稣那个时候在传福音相当辛苦。
We know that Jesus' ministry was a difficult one.
我们现在如果要跟着传福音的工人去，坐在车子上也有冷气，也有饮料可以喝。
So now when we go out to preach, we ride in a car. There's air conditioning. There are drinks that we can take.
实在是讲起来是舒服的，不是受苦。
And it's actually quite comfortable. There's not much suffering.
主耶稣当时传福音是走路的。
By that time, Lord Jesus preached by walking.
所以那种日子是辛苦的。
It was a very difficult life.
而且主耶稣住的环境也很简单。
And Jesus lived in a very simple circumstance.
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有巢，他也没有放枕头的地方。
So foxes have holes and then birds have nests, but he had nowhere to rest his head.
所以他愿意跟着主耶稣做传道理，而且把他的门用他的钱财来供给主耶稣的需要，这个不是被勉强的，这是一种感恩。
So these women that are willing to follow Lord Jesus and provide for them, this is they do not do this. They were not forced into doing this. They do this out of their gratitude.
那今天教会就是耶稣的身体。
So today church is the body of Christ.
那什么叫做坐在耶稣的身上
？So what does it mean to sit on the body of Christ?
就是坐在教会。
That's to sit inside the church.
那教会是什么？
What is church?
教会就是主耶稣宝血洁净的这一群人。
And the church is the people who have been cleansed by the blood of Lord Jesus.
所以今天感恩来服侍神，就是服侍教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
So today to show our gratitude and to serve Lord Jesus is to serve the brothers and sisters in church.
那主耶稣曾经医好十个长大麻风的人。
And once Lord Jesus cured 10 lepers.
九个都没有再回来。
And 9 of them did not return.
只有一个回来感谢他。
Only one of the 10 came back to give thanks to Lord Jesus.
所以如果用这个来做比例。
So if you use this as an example.
真的有在感恩的信徒大概十分之一。
So those believers who truly give thanks is only about 10%.
那如果100个信徒的教会大概会有10个人真的在感恩。
So if we have a church with 100 members, maybe only 10 members truly give thanks to God.
如果一个300个人的教会，会有30个人在感恩。
So a 300 member church will be about 30 people who give thanks.
但是一个教会如果有二三十个人真的很感谢神的恩典，这样很自动自发的这样在服侍神，这个教会是很有力量的。
If a church have about 20 to 30 people who are really willingly serving God out of their gratitude, then this will be a very strong church.
因为他这个动力不是外面谁去要求他，不是谁去安排他，他那个动力是从里面，他想要感谢神，为神做一些事情。
Because their motivation does not come from other people asking them to do this or scheduling them to do that, but their motivation comes from their gratitude towards God.
所以这种的信仰是很有主动性的，是很有力量的。
So this type of faith is very proactive and is very powerful.
所以今天我们就需要有更多感恩的信徒。
So today we must have more members who have gratitude.
因此你就可以看到教会的圣工在动起来。
And you can see the ministry in church being lively.
因为大家都很感恩。
Because everyone knows to give thanks.
那这个抹大拉的玛利亚对主耶稣的爱真的是很强。
So Mary Magdalene had a very strong love to Lord Jesus.
到主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
When Lord Jesus Christ was crucified,
门徒都溜走了。
The disciples all went away.
因为那是最羞耻的一个时刻。
Because it was the most shameful moment.
但是几个妇人还在十字架下。
But many women remain by the cross.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们对主耶稣的爱真的是很坚强。
Because their love towards Lord Jesus Christ was strong.
爱如死一样坚强。
The love was as strong as death.
如果主耶稣爱他们，爱到为他们死。
If Lord Jesus loved them to the point of death.
他们懂得感恩。
They know to be, they know to be thankful.
他们对主的爱也是这么的坚强。
They have the same strong love towards Lord Jesus.
那这样的爱主的生活有什么结果呢？
So what is the result of living a life of thankful?
写在圣经上面，就是写在神的生命册上。
To be written in the Bible is to be written in the book of life.
就是表示蒙神纪念。
That means they are remembered by God.
而且她是第一个看到主耶稣复活的妇人。
And she is also the first woman to witness the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
那是极大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
好，那我们现在再来看第二个感恩的人。
Let's look at the second person.
我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
从第九节一直到第十节，请读。
Verse 9 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. 10. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这个第十节就提到保罗的蒙恩与感恩。
And verse 10 mentions the Paul's receive grace and giving thanks for his grace.
那现在保罗提到他蒙恩，他也没有提到他是鬼被赶出去、绝症得医治或者死人复活。
When Paul talks about the grace that he received, he did not talk about being cured of a disease or being resurrected from dead.
那他是怎么去感恩呢？
So how does he show his gratitude?
下面说，我今日成为何等人，这是蒙神的恩典才成的。
He says,
第十节
verse 10, I am what I am by his grace.
所以保罗就比较他被主耶稣拣选以后的我，跟还没有被主耶稣拣选以前的我有什么差别？
So Paul was comparing his life before and after he was chosen by God.
那这个差别就是神的恩典。
And this difference is the grace of God.
那这个恩典已经进到灵界里面了。
So this grace is in the spiritual realm.
因为这个改变不是物质界的。
Because this change is not in the material world.
这个改变是在灵界里面。
This change is in the spiritual realm.
所以神的爱何等的长阔高深。
So how deep and wide is God's love?
那圣经说是超过人所能够测度的。
This is beyond what we can measure.
那为什么说神的爱是超过我们所能了解的呢？
What do we say that God's grace is beyond what we can understand?
因为已经进到灵界里面。
Because his grace reaches into the spiritual realm.
所以灵界里面不是用我们头脑想得通，要神开我们的心，我们才能够了解。
The things of the spiritual realm is not something we can understand by our own thinking. This is something that God has revealed to us.
那保罗说：“我今日成为何等人呢？到底他是什么人？”
And Paul says, "I am what I am today." But what kind of person was he?
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
他说：“我从前是逼迫神的教会的。”
And verse 9, I used to persecute the church of God.
在提摩太前书里面。
In book of Timothy, First Timothy.
我们来看提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书的第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13. 13, although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief.
我们再看16节。
Verse 16. However, of this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pardon to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
那十三节说，我从前是亵渎神的，是逼迫人，是侮慢人的。
And verse 13 says, I used to be a blasphemer, a persecutor, an insolent man.
那到十六节他说， 我是一个罪魁。
And verse 16, he says, I'm a chief sinner.
啊，为什么他这样讲？
Why does he say this?
啊，因为他不但不信耶稣，他带领人逼迫主耶稣。
He not only not believe in Jesus Christ, he also lead people to persecute Christians.
所以他不只是罪人，他是罪人的头。
He was not only a sinner, but he was the chief of the sinners.
但是主耶稣怎么对待他呢？
But how did Lord Jesus Christ treat him?
神对他有百般的忍耐。
And God had abundant long suffering with him.
所以在十六节说显明他一切的忍耐。
And verse 16 says that he showed his mercy in all long suffering.
所以后来主耶稣拣选他。
So Lord Jesus chose him.
No, 赦免他的罪。
And forgave his sins.
不但赦免他的罪。
Not only were his sins forgiven.
而且拣选他。
He was chosen.
做使徒。
He was chosen to be an apostle.
来服侍神。
To serve God.
所以从一个罪人的头变成神所重用的使徒。
So change from a chief sinner to a useful apostle of God.
从一个很羞辱的罪人变成一个很荣耀神所用的工人。
To change from a very shameful sinner to become a very glorified worker of God.
这本来是他不配的。
These are things that he was not worthy for.
但是今天他有这一种的变成这样的人，这就是神的恩典。
Today he can make this change is because of the grace of God.
所以他非常的感谢神。
So he was very grateful towards God.
因此，保罗在提摩太前书，我们现在再回来看提摩太前书。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
第五节。
Verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
第六节。
Verse 6. Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
这个地方讲在只有一个神。
Here it says that there's only one God.
然后神跟人中间只有一个中保。
And one mediator between God and man.
乃是降世为人的耶稣基督。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ who came to this earth.
所以神的恩典从哪里来？
So where does the grace of God come from?
从耶稣降世为人。
The grace of God comes from Jesus Christ coming to this earth and became man.
人都是往上爬的。
All men wants to climb upwards.
但是主耶稣是往下降。
But Lord Jesus lowered himself.
这个往下降本身就是牺牲。
So Lord himself is a type of sacrifice.
所以圣经说他为我们成为贫穷。
So the Bible tells us that he became poor for our sake.
他原来是富足的。
He was wealthy.
在天上主耶稣什么都有。
In heaven, Lord Jesus had everything.
因为他是神。
Because he was God.
但是成为人来地上。
But when he became man,
主耶稣什么都没有。
Lord Jesus Christ had nothing.
所以他是富足的，为我们成为贫穷。
And for our sake, he went from being wealthy to becoming poor.
那目的就是我们可以因他的贫穷成为富足。
And the goal for him lowering himself is so we can become rich.
我们什么都没有。
We have nothing.
在神的眼中，我们是瞎眼、贫穷、可怜、赤身肉体。
In the eyes of the Lord, we are blind, we are naked, and we are ashamed.
现在因为主耶稣，我们穿上了义袍。
But today, because of Lord Jesus Christ, we can put on a righteous robe.
我们的身体变成神的殿。
Our body becomes the temple of God.
我们有荣耀的盼望。
We have a glorious hope.
有丰盛的恩典。
We have abundant hope.
我们成为富足。
We become rich.
这个就是主耶稣给我们的恩典。
This is the grace and blessings our Lord Jesus Christ gives us.
所以在提摩太前书的第二章。
So in First Timothy chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
说他舍了自己做万人的赎价。
Says he gave himself a ransom for all.
为罪人死是没有的。
No one dies for the sinner.
但是当我们还活在罪里面。
But when we still live in sin.
主耶稣要救我们。
Lord Jesus wants to save us.
要怎么救我们？
How does he save us?
要付赎价。
He has to give a ransom.
那这个赎价必须是他自己的宝血。
This ransom is his own precious blood.
才有赦罪的权柄。
Only this have the power to forgive sin.
才能够救我们脱离罪，脱离死。
Only in this way he can save us from death and from sin.
所以主耶稣为我们牺牲他的生命。
So Lord Jesus sacrificed his own life for us.
做我们的赎价。
To become our ransom.
所以我们虽然有时候我们虽然觉得我算不了什么。
But sometimes, when we feel like we're insignificant.
但是在主耶稣的眼中，我们很宝贵。
But in the eyes of Lord Jesus, we are precious.
有多宝贵呢
？How precious are we?
他用他的生命把我们救出来。
He gave up his own life to save us.
生命是无价的。
Life is invaluable.
所以在主耶稣的眼中，我们是无价的。
So in the eyes of Lord Jesus, we are priceless.
是他的宝血赎出来的。
We have been ransomed with his own precious blood.
所以本来是一个罪人，变成是一个很宝贵的人。
So we were originally sinners, but now we are precious in the eyes of God.
蒙神的恩典。
This is to receive God's blessings and grace.
因此，我们再回看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10.
下面说。
Second half.
并且他赐给我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外的劳苦。这不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
And it says, His grace towards me was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they are, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
什么叫做他赐给我的恩是不突然的？
What does it mean that His grace toward me was not in vain?
一个最简单的比较就是你父母养孩子。
The simplest comparison is, for example, parents they raise children.
孩子都长大了。
And the children have grown.
等到父母年纪大，没有一个孩子要父母。
But when the parents are old in age, none of the children wants to take care of the parents.
那这个就是突然了。
Then this is in vain.
因为小孩子一点感恩的心都没有。
Because these children have no gratitude towards the parents.
那神就是我们的父亲。
God is our father.
他救我们。
He saved us.
给我们恩典。
He gave us blessings.
这里说我赐给我恩典不是突然的。
He says that his grace towards me was not in vain.
下面说，我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
I labor more abundantly than they all.
因此，保罗为着要把神的福音传开来，非常的辛苦。
So it was very difficult for Paul's life that he dedicated himself to preach the word of God.
那个辛苦的动力在哪里
？But what is the motivation for his hard work?
就是神很爱我。
This is because Paul realized that God loved him.
我一定要报答神的爱。
I must repay God's love.
神爱我到为我而死。
God had loved me until he died for me.
虽然我不能够为神而死，但是我至少我可以为神活。
Even though I cannot die for God, but I will live for God.
因此他尽心竭力的要把神托付他的工作做好。
So he labored abundantly to accomplish a task that God instructed
to him. 这样的侍奉非常有力量。
So this type of service is truly powerful.
所以我们今天的侍奉是我们内心的最深处跟神的关系，对神的感恩。
So today our servitude should be coming from the depth of our hearts, motivated by our gratitude towards God.
那这样的侍奉才有力量，才会感动神。
Only this type of servitude can be powerful and can touch God.
不是因为我被谁吩咐到，不是因为我谁在看，所以我要做，不是这样。
It's not because I've been scheduled to do something or other people are watching me that I do this work.
而是内心有一股感恩的心，一直要报答神的恩典，讨神的喜欢。
This should come from our gratitude towards God and want to repay God's love.
那最后说，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这不是我，乃是神的恩典与我同在。
In the end, he says that I labor more abundantly, but this is not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
所以保罗觉得能够多受苦，这是恩典。
So Paul feels like suffering for God is a blessing.
受苦是恩典。
To suffer is a blessing.
为主受苦是恩典。
To suffer for God is a blessing.
为什么这样讲
？Why does he say this?
大家都喜欢享福，为什么受苦是恩典？
Everyone wants to just have an easy and enjoyable life. Why does he say that suffering is a grace?
因为自战自清的苦楚要成就极重无比的荣耀。
Because he knows that his suffering at this time is to accomplish the glory.
因此在受苦中他有盼望。
So in his suffering he has hope.
这是他圣经看的第二个例子，就是保罗。
So this is the second example in the Bible, who is Paul.
好，那我们现在来看，我也不是保罗啊，我也没有逼迫耶稣，我也不是罪人的头啊，那到底我得到什么恩典？
So, but if you think that we're not exactly like Paul, we were not a chief sinner, we did not persecute the Christians, then what kind of grace have I received?
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter
第一节到第三节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.Verse 1, and you he made alive who were dead in trespass and sins, too, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
第三节
Verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath.
这三节圣经节在讲我们信主以前跟信主以后有什么不同。
These three verses describe how we're different before and after we believe in God.
第一节说我们死在过犯中，他叫我们活过来。
And verse one says that we had died in trespass and sin, but he made us alive.
所以还没有信主以前，我们是活着死人。
So before we believe in Lord Jesus, we are walking dead.
肉体是活着，灵是死的。
Our body is alive, but our spirits are dead.
所以人是没有盼望的。
So we have no hope.
信主以后
，After we believe,
不但我们肉体活着，我们灵性也活着。
We not only our bodies are alive, but our spirit is also alive.
所以我们有永生。
So we have eternal life.
那个这个从死跟变成活的，这个就是恩典。
So to be changed from being dead to being alive, this in itself is the grace of God.
因为这是借着耶稣的宝血赦掉我们的罪。
Because this is done through Jesus' blood, which washed away our sin.
那这个第二节啊
，Verse 2.
这里在讲我们没有信主以前
，It says that before we believe in God,
顺从空中掌权者的首领。
We walk according to the prince of the power of the air.
那是现在运行在悖逆之子的灵。
And the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
所以没有信主以前，我们是在魔鬼的控制之下。
Before we believe in God, we're under the control of Satan.
那魔主怎么控制我们
？How does Satan control us?
第二节说，随着行事为之中，随着今世的风俗。
And we walk according to the course of the world.
就是借着社会的潮流、文化、传统在控制我们。
As we're controlled by the culture and the traditions of this world.
那现在我们信了主。
But today we believe in God.
就迁到爱子的国度。
We are brought into the realm of the beloved Son.
我们就活在神的国里面。
We live in the kingdom of God.
没有魔鬼没有办法靠近我们。
Satan cannot come near us.
因为我们是属神的。
Because we belong to God.
这是一个极大的改变，本来是被魔鬼控制的，现在是属神的。
This is a major change that we were originally under the control of Satan, but now we belong to God.
第三节
，Verse 3.
这里说我们从前的放纵肉体的私欲。
That we conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh.
我们没有信主以前，觉得好像很自由。
Before we believe in God, we feel really free.
但是从另外角度，我们是被罪控制。
But in another way to look at it, we're actually controlled by sin.
那因为被罪控制，所以我们是可怒之子。
Because we're controlled by sin, then we are by nature children of wrath.
先天活在神的愤怒当中。
So every day we live in the wrath of God.
那现在信主以后
，But now we believe in God.
神给我们力量
，God gives us strength.
罪没有办法控制我们
，Sin cannot control us.
因为我们就活在义里面。
So we live in righteousness.
神的愤怒就离开了。
The God's wrath departs from us.
神的恩典就临到了。
God's grace and blessings come upon us.
所以这个三节圣经节就告诉我们，信主跟以后跟以前呢，虽然物质上没有改变，肉体上没有改变，但是在灵界里面是改变很大的。
These three verses tell us the difference between before and after we believe in God. Even though materially it looks the same, but in the spiritual realm it's very different.
那这个改变就是神的恩典。
So this change is the grace of God.
所以第八节。
Verse 8.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的恩。
Verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God.
第九节。
Verse 9.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Verse 9. Not of works, lest anyone should boast.
所以得救完全是神的恩典。
So our salvation is entirely the grace of God.
人没有办法自夸。
We have nothing to boast about.
如果不是人的怜悯，没有一个人能得救。
It wasn't for God's mercy that no one can be saved.
好，那我们得救以后要怎么感恩
？So after we are saved, how do we show our gratitude?
第十节
，Verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
这里说我们原来是神的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的。
It says that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
我们今天的我
Who we are today
是神借着耶稣基督改变的。
Is God changed through Lord Jesus Christ.
是恩典。
This is God's grace.
那要怎么报恩？
So how do we show our gratitude?
说为这要叫我们行善。
It's for us to do good work.
就是神预备叫我们行的。
Which God prepared beforehand that we shall walk in them.
所以报答神的恩典就是要行善。
So to repay God's love is to do good works.
我们一想到行善，就是拿一些钱给别人。
When we talk about doing good works, oftentimes we think about giving people money.
这个是很浅的解释。
But this is a very shallow explanation.
最大的善是什么？
What is the greatest good you can do?
最大的善是主耶稣来行的。
The greatest good is done by Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来行什么善？
What good has Lord Jesus Christ come to perform?
带给我们救恩。
As to give us salvation.
重新建立我们跟神的关系。
To reestablish our relationship with God.
所以我们今天行善最重要的善就是传福音给别人。
So today the most important good work we can do is to preach the gospel.
让他跟神建立关系。
So for everyone to reestablish a relationship with God.
让他从神得到丰盛的恩典。
So they can receive abundant blessings from God.
所以我们是得恩的人。
So we're the blessed people.
我们要过感恩的生活。
We have to live a life of gratitude.
这样我们的生活很有动力。
So our lives can be very motivated.
教会越多人过着感恩的生活，教会是很有力量。
If the church can have more people who have gratitude, then we can have the church will be more powerful.
我们可以看到这个教会是有活力的。
We can see that this church will be very lively.
因为每个人都想要感恩。
Because everyone wants to give thanks for God.
这是我们努力的目标。
This is a goal we should strive toward.
来唱诗。
Sing him.
十月的中旬将会有联恩布道会。
The middle of October will have our spiritual convocation and chapel services.
我们出于感恩的心，我们一起来行善。
And with a grateful heart, that's do God's good work.
就是邀请人来享受神天国的筵席。
As we should go and invite people to come enjoy God's feast.
有很多人得到恩典以后才说为什么我们当邻居这么久，你怎么不早点告诉我这个救恩呢？
So many people after they receive the gospel, they say, "Oh, we've been neighbors for so long. How come you only tell me about God now?"
有很多人都一直感觉到，我如果早五年得到这个救恩，可能我很多的事情都不会发生。
A lot of people feel like if they had received the gospel maybe 5 years earlier, there were a lot of bad things would not have happened.
可能很多更好的恩典，我可以领受更多。
I may have been able to receive even more and better blessings.
所以我们一起来祷告，求神让我们想出谁能够来参加我们的灵恩布道会，我们想来带领他们。
Let's pray and ask God to reveal to us who we should invite to come to evangelical services.
那在灵恩会我们也是要来复兴我们的灵性。
And in the spiritual convocation, we are also here to revive our spirituality.
所以有时候我们看到信徒本来要出门的延到灵恩会才出去，本来在外面的灵恩会以前就回来，我们就可以感受到他们对神的爱是真的。
And we see members who plan their time away according to avoid being away during spiritual convocations, then we can see that their love towards God is real.
因为在他们安排的里面可以看出来神的地位。
In their arrangements, you can see that they prioritize God.
所以我们为着灵恩布道会一起来祷告。
So for a spiritual convocation and evangelical services, let's pray.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's pray.